You're listening to Inside My Victory with Kelly Stickle, a podcast on leadership, creativity, and building great churches. You can find Kelly online at kellystickle.com.
Hi, Victory Nation. Welcome to Inside My Victory, a podcast about the church, leadership, and creativity. I'm Pastor Gene.
And I'm Pastor Kelly. And you can follow along with the podcast and the notes we provided for you at my website, kellystickle.com.
And if you have questions you'd like us to answer or a subject matter you'd like us to really dig into, please email us at leadership@myvictory.ca.
Yeah, please take advantage of this. If you're a pastor or a church leader and you have a question that would be specific for you and your situation that you'd love to ask, we would love to take it on. And you can send your questions again to leadership@myvictory.ca.
Yes, we would. It is almost May.
Isn't that amazing?
Where has this year gone?
I know. It's been
wow.
It's gone really quick. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I love spring, so I
do
much
too.
Better.
I do too. The grass is not icy. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, we were talking about organizational alignment last week.
Yes.
And then a lot about some other things too with culture.
Yes.
So now, when a leader realizes that their culture and their alignment is out of alignment, what should they do?
Yeah, well, it's so easy for a culture to drift, and it's a diverse organization. And we talked last time about a multi-siting and you know, differences in there, the subcultures
right.
that can get created. But a diverse organization drifts easily into a divided organization. So divided doesn't mean that there's rebellion or evil intent. Drifting happens when there's a subculture that just comes in because people come in with different backgrounds,
yeah.
different experiences, different takes on things. And so it's so easy. I think the natural gravitational pull of every church is to drift out of alignment. That's natural. Mm-hmm. I think as a leader that we need to really work on keeping things in alignment. And there's three ways, things that we could do as leaders to help lead alignment. Firstly, number one is you need to identify your organization's culture and language. So what I mean by that is you need to design that culture or that language, and the language is make it simple is because it's portable and you want to repeat it over and over and over
again.
And
it has to be transferable.
It has to be transferable. So you want simple, short phrases that
right.
that are statements, little statements of that's just the way that we do things around here. So one example is we have a culture code that says we make each other look good. So that's a simple little statement that we repeat over and over and over again that kind of brings into alignment if when there's gossip or,
yes.
or someone's talking down or complaining about somebody else, we can really quickly
yes.
correct it by having that. But that doesn't happen by default. That happens by design. So number one, you need to identify what the culture is, what the behavior is you're trying to do, and put a language to it.
And you have to be very intentional.
Very intentional. Absolutely.
Yes.
The second thing is you need to have a low tolerance for a disregard of the culture. So the moment that somebody drifts out of what is the way we do things around here or tries to bring in a different behavior, tries to bring in a different attitude, there needs to be a low tolerance for that drift.
And it's almost a necessity to have a conviction about those culture codes.
Yes.
You know, I think that's the deal. And then you have a conviction when things are out of line, you catch it. Not just the leader, but anyone can catch it.
Yeah, I think that culture is the heart of an organization. So you put that into context with what Solomon said in Proverbs 4, above all else, guard your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. Well,
yes.
if we put that into church culture or into business culture, above all else, guard your culture because everything is going to flow out of that. So it is vital. And that means that you have to have a low tolerance for anything that's outside of that that's going to cause that
it's
drift.
Good. It's good.
The third thing is you need to celebrate and reward the people and the teams who model alignment and the culture. So don't just correct, but also celebrate when somebody is doing it right.
That's the balance of the whole thing,
it
I
is
think.
The balance. Yeah.
That's so good.
So celebrate, reward it when it's done right. Catch somebody doing something right and reward it. Because what's rewarded gets repeated.
You know, one of the things that Kevin Gerald talked about at our all staff last month was about his analogy of, I love this, the strip mall mentality versus the superstore mentality.
That's so good.
So I think I've seen that in so many different churches that I've been a part of and colleges that I've been a part of. So it's really right on. So let's dig into that.
Yeah. So he was talking about the subcultures, and he was saying, having you want to have a supermarket mentality rather than a strip mall mentality. So right. A supermarket. He used the example of walking into a Walmart, and he walked into the greenhouse area, and he was looking for a particular tool, I think it was. And the person that met him in the greenhouse, that was their department, said, "Oh yeah, no, follow me. That tool is over here." And they walked him all the way across the store.
I love that.
And took him to the exact spot, which is way out of their department, other end of the
store. Instead of saying, "Well, it's over there somewhere."
Yeah, instead of just pointing and saying it's over there, or I don't know.
Or aisle 92.
And so he said that there's, that was a really stood out to him as a great culture where everyone took ownership for the entire store, regardless of their department, regardless of what their responsibilities
were. That is alignment like crazy.
That is
so
amazing.
Good.
Alignment.
So good.
As opposed to that is the strip mall mentality, where you have all these different stores within the same strip mall. So you can have, a laundromat that you're not, beside a little grocery store, and that laundromat, you can't control if you're the grocery store, the signage they put up, the way they upkeep their store, the way they treat customers, whether it's good or bad. And you really have no control over that because it's its own subculture.
Right, right.
And he said oftentimes within churches, within organizations, if we don't correct a drift in cultures, we can create the strip mall mentality where we have departments that create their own little subcultures. And it becomes very, very dangerous. And it has an effect on the whole.
And departments within an organization, not a Christian organization, but just not a church.
Yes.
In those departments, you have that all the time.
Yes. Well, and we see that in multiple departments, but we see that even in small groups.
Yes.
A small group will meet and they'll have their own little subculture because they'll start watching, their own videos and their own theologies and their pet theologies, and they'll go on and they'll create their own little subculture within a church. You got to watch that. You see, parachurch ministries coming into a church. And churches, want to help everybody and do all this. So they're bringing these parachurch ministries, and you don't realize how dangerous it is to bring in these parachurch ministries because it's not that what they're doing is wrong or not what they're doing is dangerous, but they're going to attract a certain group of people, and it'll tend to drift your cultures.
You have to be clear on the mission, or you will drift.
Or you will drift.
For sure. Another thing that he talked about, he said a couple of statements that are really were intrigued by. One of them was, no alignment is better than partial alignment.
Yes.
That is crazy. No alignment is better than partial alignment. And how many times have we had partial alignment? We were grateful for that because we thought we could make it better.
Yeah. I immediately when he said that, I was like, ooh, that's that's really harsh. But Revelations talked about it as well. I mean, Revelation 3, the Spirit is saying to the church, and Jesus is saying, through John to the church in Laodicea and saying, man, I'd rather you be hot or cold, but you're lukewarm. Because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. Well, that's the partial alignment thing, that lukewarm thing. And Jesus said it, right?
Yeah.
I'd rather you be on or I'd rather you be off than kind of just half in. So the person who attends but doesn't stay is better than those who stay and aren't aligned.
Right? And I think, too, that as someone that's partner in ministry, we have to recognize when we're out of alignment.
Yes.
We have to realize we should be able to catch ourselves.
It shouldn't
just be left up just to the head guy.
Well, there's got to be accountability on at all levels within the organization. So there's accountability for me and the board and different pastors that speak into my life. If something gets a little out of alignment, you got to be able to do that. We need to be able to have that as well and that kind of trust with our staff and with our people as well.
Yeah, it's good. One other statement he made, the last little statement today is alignment is not based on agreement.
So
I would have dropped my pencil if I'd been writing, but alignment is not based on agreement. Let's dig into that because that's so helpful.
It is helpful. And I think a lot of times we think that there has to be, everybody has to agree, but he didn't. I like that he said this, alignment is not based on agreement in healthy organizations. That's very much the case. We can have the same intention, whether we have the same opinion or not. And we can have, you know, we need to be able to, we can disagree and say, well, we don't like, you know, the color that we painted, you know, the stage or the auditorium, and mm-hmm. we don't like that. And we can have a disagreement behind the scenes. But the moment that decision is made, and that decision has to be made, there has to be alignment where yes. people come into alignment and saying, yeah, it wasn't my preferred color, but we agree. And we, you know, that was what everyone wanted, or that's what was decided.
Because if we do not, it becomes an issue that we carry, and I guarantee we find other people to help us carry it.
Oh, it's so easy to find someone else. Anybody out of alignment is going to track those that are out of alignment.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. We're good.
And then
that.
We feel like we're justified, and if we can't find somebody in the congregation, we'll find them on Facebook.
And we'll say, oh, I'm not the only one that thought that.
Yeah, no. Exactly. And then we create these justifications, and we don't realize how dangerous that is to the mm-hmm. church. And Jesus spoke to that very clearly in his prayer in John 17, when the prayer that he prayed is, he didn't say, you know, God keep them all in agreement, or God keep them all right and make sure that they're all theologically correct. He prayed to his Father, and he says, God, you know, make them one, like you and I are one.
Yeah.
And that was, he was talking about alignment.
And I think that comes back to the mission. On mission. And
absolutely.
we drift into these own opinions and this kind of preference stuff, we get off the mission.
It is so true. We all have opinions, and it's healthy to have opinions. But in the midst of our opinions and in the midst of our disagreements, we need to stay aligned, because the mission is too great. The message is too great. The church
yes.
is the hope of the world. And
yes.
We are on mission.
To reach every available person.
At every available time.
By every available means.
With the gospel of Jesus Christ.
By creating churches
that unchurched people love to attend.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Inside My Victory with Kelly Stickle. Kelly would like to answer your specific questions about church, leadership, and creativity in an upcoming podcast. You can send your questions to leadership@myvictory.ca. We are excited to announce that Kelly's new book, Minecraft, is set to be released in the new year of 2019. To reserve your copy, continue to follow this podcast and visit Kelly's website for more information. If you've been enjoying this podcast, a simple thing you can do is rate it, review it, and share it. It's a great way for you to help us equip more and more people who will build great soul-winning churches. Thank you again for joining us on the Inside My Victory podcast.